Shalom and good morning from Washington, D.C., our country's capital. Just a little bit of housekeeping. There will be no meeting at Prayer Mountain today, no live streaming. Praise the Lord, we're changing over to some new operating equipment all the way around at Prayer Mountain, something we've needed for a long, long time to update us. So praise the Lord. Our noon prayer will be by phone only. It will be on the hour, right at the hour. That's going to be 12 o'clock noon Central Daylight. And here in Washington, D.C., it will be 1 p.m. So adjust it to wherever you are. Praise the Lord. We're going to start right on the dot because I need to finish on the dot. And I'm Max, too. He's here. Finish on the dot so that we can check out of our hotel rooms and fly home. Praise the Lord. We're going to receive an offering today, and I want to thank you. It's going to have a special purpose, and I want to thank you so much for already you've contributed to it, and that's for sending our Champions for Christ campers to see the Sight and Sound production of David. I'm not sure how many will be there, how many tickets they purchased, but several hundreds, closer to 1,000 than to 500, I'm sure. And I'm advised that they have paid for the tickets. They had to pay for the tickets, that they were $10,000 short in this account. So I think probably what they did is what we used to say, borrow from Peter to pay Paul. They probably took it from another activity such as Silver Dollar City, which they will go to and can pay later. But I am sure that with today's offering, we can make up that $10,000 deficit with some left over for their C4C coffers. And so the way you do that, and it costs $60 to send one young person to camp. You might want to send 10 young persons. I don't know. But anyway, I'm quite sure, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today, I'm thanking you today, and we're going to pray the way that you told Brother Hagin to pray. And in the name above every name, we claim $10,000 plus for that C4C account, for these young people to see that magnificent production of David. Angels, go and collect the money and bring it to our account. You just go to Billy Brim, and devil, you can't have it in Jesus' name. I bind you and put the blood of Jesus on you, over them, over the money. You, devil, cannot touch it in Jesus' name. From the top satanic headquarters down to the lowest level devil. So for you givers, blessed to be giving into a young person's life, just go to our website, billybrim.org, and in donations, donate at the C4C account. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Of course I am. Praise the Lord.
Are you still here in the hotel?
No, I am actually, I went to, last night, I left to Richmond, Virginia. So I am in Richmond today to see my oldest daughter.
Good.
I'm in a hotel, but Quinn is with her because I need quiet time. Their house
is wide. Yes, exactly. Now, she the one with the new baby?
Yes, Moses. Yes.
Moses. Can you imagine?
A little Moses.
Praise God. What a wonderful name. May he have the blessing upon his life that the original Moses had. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Max, we're here at Christians United for Israel. It was just wonderful, and it's at the 249th birthday in a couple of days of our nation. Next year will be the 250th. We should have a big celebration across this nation, and we're almost to our 249th birthday. And speaking of anniversaries, our October Autumn Assembly of Prayer is going to be our 30th anniversary. Come and help us celebrate. We'll do something and have a big shindig. Bless the Lord. So be at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Brother Max, of course, you're going to be there, you and Quinn. And Max, were you surprised how many WWPs were here at this meeting?
I was overwhelmed. I mean, I'm at so many WWE things. It's just like, and a lot of people, it's just like from all over the country, all over. And you know, even with this prayer call, Miss Billy, I met people, ladies, one lady from Arkansas. She told me a story. I didn't really have it quite together because I was, busy just getting
Sure,
around and
sure.
moving around. But I would really like to share her story, I mean, about her crop. She didn't have a crop or fruit in their land for 18 years, and the Lord spoke to them last, I think last month, and they have a word, and no, before that. See, I don't have it together. Anyway, they've been
The word
having the
from
best
the word,
crop.
excuse me, can I interrupt here?
Yeah.
Did this word come through the Wednesday prayer?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It came from Wednesday prayer. I'll pull it together. She texts me all the information. But WWPs and people from around the world, it just so it really turned like more encouragement to me and understanding to me the inside of the government, the inside of the church. And we are getting to a time right now we really have to be watching. You know,
Oh
Israel is
my.
God's time. Israel is God's time clock. It is God's time clock, and it is happening. Praise the
It
Lord.
is
I'm
happening.
just,
And
yeah.
this meeting helped you understand that, Brother Max, with the wonderful
Oh yeah.
speakers we
Oh
had.
yes, the speakers and the encouragement, the people, the truth. People from Israel speaking the truth and telling us where we headed. People like in the United States telling us where we headed. People from England telling us where we headed. Just, you gather all these intelligence, all these people who have their boots on the ground, visiting different countries, going to Israel, going to Gaza, seeing
And
soldiers
we
and
heard
meeting
from,
families.
yeah,
Yeah.
families of the hostages. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness. Oh my goodness. Now here we're in this wonderful meeting and we're seeing the truth. And Brother Max, our WWPs were a great part of this meeting. I just
They
want to
were,
thank every
yes.
single, probably a whole lot of them are on the planes now going home, but I was so blessed by that. And it was my honor to speak one of the first speakers at the prayer meeting that we began with, and Brother Max came up and helped me. And Max, were they glad to meet you? Did they, throughout the meeting, did they come up and say
The yes, not just
hi?
WWPs, even people, yeah, they just came and they wanted my number. I got a lot of invitations. I mean, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's just the connection. You know,
Yeah.
the body of Christ is just together. Yes.
Well,
Yeah.
Max, I
It's
want to
just
thank you. And
overwhelming.
I was kidding him because I was on a time limit and I knew what time I had to be through. So I joked around with him, took the phone, took the mic away from him, and different things. We had a lot of fun. But it
Yes.
came out, I think, just right, Brother Max. I want to thank you for helping me like that. And
Amen.
now, we had here at this meeting the most protester-free meeting inside the hotel that we've ever had. Every year they protest against us. And last year during the night to honor Israel, they got up and shouted out things, and then the security would carry them out. But this year we had none of that inside the hotel. It was so wonderful. Now when we went on the Hill, because we go on the Hill and we go to the offices of our senators and our representatives, and we were eating. We go out. It's a tradition with us to eat at the Senate cafeteria. And so we were there, and we'd gotten our food and sat down to the table, and here came a bunch of protesters, I don't know, 20 or 30, and they had big banners. I don't know how in the world they got by security, got into the Senate building, but they were in there, and they stuck out their arms, and they held their hands, and they blocked the door to the cafeteria. And they had big banners, and they sang the Christians and Jews and Muslims was their name for Palestine. That was their name. And they sang a lot of Christian hymns, and they said, "Where is your compassion? Jesus sends love and not bombs." So they're so ignorant, so ignorant.
Yes,
There's a time for
yes.
peace and a time for war. And wearing signs and scarves and things to show that they were on the side of the Palestinians. So we'd already sat down. They'd blocked the door for people getting in. And Shelley, my little funny Shelley, and you know how she looks so different with her hairdo. So she wanted some a cup of coffee, and she had tasted my bread pudding. I'd gotten some bread pudding. So she got up to go get her son, and they had blocked the way. And she went up to one of the ladies. They're all claiming to be Christians, you know. And she said, "Do you love your neighbor?" And the lady, I don't know how what response she gave, and she said, "I'm your neighbor." Shelley said, "I'm your neighbor." And she said, "If you love your neighbor, I really need a cup of coffee and some bread pudding." And so Shelley just took her hands, Bart, and went through the barricade. Well, when they came in there, we grabbed hands and we used the blood of Jesus and called those devils down. It wasn't 5 minutes. Shelley got her coffee and bread pudding, by the way, but it wasn't 5 minutes. In fact, I think before she got back that they were in there handcuffing them. And one of the things that we sought for, and I'm sure we're going to get, is a bill, a law that recognizes the International Holocaust definition of anti-Semitism as, and so right now, when that becomes a law, we have a presidential, oh, I forget what they call it. He's already a declaration. I've forgotten the name, presidential something. I know all of you along the line are saying the right words, but
I
anyway,
can't
we can get
remember it
another.
either.
There's another, we could get another president and it wouldn't be in effect. But what it says is, it doesn't touch freedom of speech. We've got freedom of peaceful protest. You can say anything you want to peacefully. But when you start harming other people or you start blocking other people, then it's a crime. For instance, when they block the students, the Jewish students, from going to classes at Harvard, you can't do that. So that'll be a crime. So that's one of the things we went after, and we had three bills that we were going after. So bless the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, folks, it absolutely put in bold face, underlined, like Max gets on his words from the Lord interpretations. It underlined our need to take our authority every single day. Take authority and lift up our leaders. They have to function here in this city. You can tell it's different. They have to function here in this city. We absolutely must sit in our seats of authority. And when you're sitting in that seat of authority and taking your authority, according to that prayer in Ephesians, and according to how God said, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, that means right standing with God, shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ. We've got to do it. We, like Max said, every speaker pointed out the crisis of this hour. And so here we are. It's a wonderful time to be alive. I'm so glad to be alive. But we've got to do what we're supposed to do. We've got to take our authority, and we have to pray, first of all, for those who are in authority. Pray, first of all, for our president and for the others. So let's begin that way right now. First, we're going to take our authority. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And right now, Father, the exceeding greatness of your power, your dunamis power towards us. Hallelujah. As we pray, dear Father, that power that you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead, resurrection power, and seated him high and far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And oh, Father, praise the Lord. You raise him ahead, up, ahead over a body. We're that body, that fullness of him which filleth all in all. When you, because of your great, we were dead by our trespasses and sins, but you, hallelujah, because of your great love and mercy, when you quickened that head, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated him, the head, at your own right hand, you seated us. And here we are, Lord God. Max and I are in the Washington, D.C. area on earth. And there, all of us, Max, me, all of you, are seated at the right hand of the Father. And from that place we look down. And our Holy Father, we want to praise you, Lord, that you translated us out from the, you rescued us from the dominion of darkness, translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son. And from this place, we call evil to hear us. Jesus, you know, Paul, you know, and these WWPs, you know, we are seated in the heavenlies with our Father, in our Lord, and we say to you from there, and we say to you from the chairs, wherever we're seated on earth, in our earth suits, we have the right to do this. Cease and desist in your activities toward our President Donald John Trump, toward our senators, toward our representatives. In the name above every name, we bind your lies. We call into confusion your plots and plans over this nation. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we do say to you, the blood is against you. We plead the blood of Jesus over the White House. We plead the blood of Jesus over the Capitol. We plead the blood of Jesus over our beings, wherever we are, and our families, wherever they are, and our derricks, our paths, wherever they, whatever they might be. The plans of God go forth today, and the plans and plots of the enemies drop to nothingness. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every car, every taxi, bus, whatever, that any of the WWPs are using to get home today. Or if they're just, they didn't come here, wherever they are. Now in the name, above every name, we take our joint authority. And we do say to you, in Washington, D.C., you are bound today. You are bound in our state capitals. You are bound in our, all the ones who are in this administration, you are bound. For it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Heavenly Father, we obey you. It is written, first of all, those who are in authority. God, oh my Father, the decisions they have to make here, Israel, Benjamin, you call him Benjamin, Lord. Thank you for every thought. We want to thank you for every thought you've given them, every plan, everything that's worked in the bombings, taking out the nuclear, everything you've done, Lord, everything, Holy One of Israel. Go into those dungeons where the hostages are held. Minister to them and keep them and bring them out soon. In the name above every name we pray. Sandobra makito. Sandobra mantiko kumbakyan in the nombre kalahalakaya. Idandada ba asana makakila de gahachyano. O blakastinio. Bili dujwa, astonye ne fabrike di galaka, ma so kere menjana. Imana kwa. Bo franjana no nombre kalakaya na kambre kere gohushwa, ma shuluru gubu blakito. Imena kaya no kohoro kobinyo, no kohoro kobala, mara konjeno, no kobri katale kanganga. Inyana no, prika deka halai. Ishato. Krivanyo no kohoro kopapi. Kima no koerio, no ko oce, ne ko toko papito. Sanciono no nombre katakataya na kahalakaya na kahalakaya. Gambida kahara kambrako pale kahaya na kahalila la la kaya. Ajona korona na nyende itele kambrakya frakoria manakaya na kahoshekya na kodoshka. Ijene motuaro le otonye na kwa. Ibele duhushwe tiona korako papira kangara kodoshka. Ishanyo no kobrika de kofranyo ne kohoro ko papi kala ila. Me tu horo goba, me nyo no kobra ka whātia. I ka na ga maha se, nyo ni ko horo go para kētia, tono go tianya. I shana mo ta whrinanya. Me la duhu fra bido, nyo ni kwa, ba la kora mananya, ni ko horo ka bito no ko shua, ba la ti, nyo no kobra ka. I levri hu shua, tono nyo na kumri ka ba la tito. Che me na kahai na kora ka ngaranga na la kakame le ka dashkanya le ka hotel pre. Ine da da kombre ka de galalta o palakai na karatan jana. Misha, to misha, to misha, to. Bobre bre di ana na nombre ka te ka dale ka prekje. Basho no, nene kwa, sabri kato, breka halaila, breka lahaila, breka lahaila. Ushwato, balete enyo, neko ola kabinyo, give la dura manangana, santa le kuhuwa mananye, to no ko preka fi, to no ko pa. Mancho no ko husha, mancho no ko husha. Kalitecho. Kali tērtō whenia, ma kōtia, ma kēshiko. Se brātio no kōhoro ko bāngara go dāwhiki rānia na ko pā. Ile bara tō, ile bara tō, ile bara tō. Pāko lo gobi hi whānio. Me sia tō do gobi re ko whrakora ko mbele taia ni kua. I mene ko huru gupa se tere ka pinyo. Nos ka danya, nos ka danya, nos ka danya. I se ne go tos ka tabri ka fra. Don se ne go posata. I li du huswa bala ko bele tanya ni kwa. Give la do roma na kaya na kala kaya na kala kaya na kala kaya na ko huru ka paka. Ishin de kuhushu eri o nangola go pafu tishko dobre ka fra. Lele tubra na njene kuhuru ko bele ko bela davre kayo no no njene kuwa tishu dobre ka fra. Ile hile kai, ile hile kai. Ah, ishan njene kuhuru ka pak. Kieti di kuhuru ko nganga lako doshka tabre ka tika fra ka. Pili du shwa, pili du shwanye, nini ko kabra, ma to do go da, pili ka te go do shwa. Ibi li du tuete frata na kaya na kahala ka pitya. Mango lo go hushak tia na go do hushak tia, na ga da hushangye. Ipala do hora kaya na kahala ka. Man tia na go do hushak, brekata fraka, brekata onye. Kebe di kwa o bala ta hafranga la kohora ko shente di koto ho shang chende. Isha brato te de kohora ka frange. Bili tu dana manye nama ka fatye. Ile de kohora no nya. Ishu no hushwa pala tito. No go da go braka frang dene go do hushak dene go do hushang dene go do shka. Ili dili shwa. Pa braka toho frakanya ne ko huru ko brek dene ko dangdara go do hushek dene. Kash go to ya maka. Mash jo te bile tu franyo no ko huru ka bito. Kini tu horte tiene kore kataya na kawa. Alo brihe vrato se tele kopra, fram diene kopre ki fa. Ishano non yang, do do go brakete ki fa. Jo no koro ko do le kampi, jo no koro ko tebre. Ishato makito, kabri kafeli antoro. Mehinyaka, mehinyaka, mehinyaka. Bishoturia bakalakotashka. Kevredishva, manchonagoro godoshka, daplikatagala. Kevreko dehesenge ne kohundiana ne kora katinia ne kora gapitio. Italo kopre katige frahale tito. Mije de gohoro katania ne koholo kakao rakata kafra. Bili duho shwe. Ludu du shwa prakata kohunche. Kili kambrakia fraka doho shenge ne gondoshka ka aletinia ne kora katitio. Mili dushwa tai, mili dushwa angia. Biko fra sicuro contiene i prakotia frakashan dalaki. Che badalonia na kaya na ki. Kaleko kapra, aleko nganga, mashtianto. Fridura kupa. Oh, anakaya. No, nyane kala. Mikwa, bradinyo. Mi qua, Barodinio, fangeli disca? Bosco adenzo. Bosco adenzo nippa. Che bello tu, alla combrevre, e già na tombre. Cambra catifra, donge, te la copracchia, copre, e ve le due joie, a sonno no combriglia, a vera congiangde, la godosca d'applica, tai. Camino coculai. Cammina con la pabbigno, non copre, chi fa cadere la cabra? Bourgeois, 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 dico la cabra, chi ti ho una cobra che ti affra? Mi trovo con scienze, non conto con scienze. Mi trovo con bracchia, non ti è che ricordo con scienze. Chi li duisva? E sono le nobre. Makito, makito, frata. Makito, makito, franda. Lady de go, macho ne capra. Suanio no cora. Suanio no cora vecchia, no ca. Malita, mamma. Di agnono gubwa, vasgor, magnete, balut. Valuto mia fango, grandi meco bigna, valutora maschè vigno, maschè vigno, bastion donge malitora patisco. Bahonio nonghi li cobra cafra, c'è una cora capito, una cora manico. Pili du 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 shua protetie. Angola copricate, una cora cadibro coflanie. Isciando lo goho shabri, cate goho lo compagne, ni cora comattia. Ognuno coho bene qua, balla dobre, infatti uno può andare a capace. Mi qua fra le capre e maglio non coscia. Gravegno no cridia to platete gravidania ne cohora co brasca di brocotasca agetotie me cai gala gavronieni qua mastia neke di gandabre gine corcadisco kebre. Alegaka ashanteliko kratia. Motia nakaya nakaya nakaya. Makoro ko dihi shaktia da goho shaktia. Givre go dohu shengi na gotari atata. Giri ga kyo bali dashka da anjeli go doshka tambi ka tika tai. Giri heli kangara go dali kobri ki tika fa. Ishanduru goho shengi go dohu shakchakta. Isa hanya da ko bi ka te ka hali kan gara ka ta che de ko to ho sha chano ki bi li hi shwa to no ko ra ka ti sho ka bi le do jan de ko do ko tan de ko to ho sha chok ta gri va ni no ko ko de li ka le ka bri ka de ko do o shan je e di ko to ho sha chak Mancora con di le chimbe. Sangio un cuore calacchio. Mi tocco perfetti di sciocchio. Asci vego ora cambia. Ege le cabredi e vrango palatino. Asciani un cuore cadigna, un cuore con dosca. Kritian dor goje kiato alle video do gobre bre dignato. E shato. Kringa la korban nandia di godoska. Kringa la batianto. Kringa la makito. Bepetika. Bile dojwa, bashoto, bashoto, bashoto. Betiana no nombre ka fratiana ko ho shak chakta. Kala kabinyo. Amanakai. Kamanakai. Abalo dojwa to frenye ni kwa. Mashtyon de li ka prapra fataya na ka. Ili kabratia, ili bekaya nakaha. Brafenio. Migwa. Oh, halakito. Sauragadu dudugwa, ma shende li kuhuru kofratia. Ejele makwa tuta, mekolo kum brafra katika achetie. Ashonte palakaya. Pandyo na kosya. To prekata kahay. Ika la kambrakyo prekata ko onje di kihishakya. Misho tuto kuhura ka pango aleki para kataya na kahalakadanya na kuhura kutoche. Matonya na kuhura kutonya na kutoho shakyakta. Ashkata brekata frai. Ishandara koho changda da koho tete akala ka pratya. Mashkide ke henyete. Avrakandiendo. Yete hitya. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for one more time to mix and mingle our voices. As we lift our hearts to you, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you for tongues. Thank you for the interpretation of tongues. The interpretation of what we've just prayed, Lord. We want to praise you and thank you for it. We glean much from it, each one of us, but we know it reaches far and wide. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, Brother Max. Are you there?
Bless the Lord. Yes, I am here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is really, really strong. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yes, you, Jesus. yes, yes. Very much so, very much so. Such an
Thank you,
anointing
Lord.
to pray.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing.
Thank you, Lord. It's just so powerful, so amazing. So I am just so grateful to our Lord Jesus that by the time you're done praying, you know, we have the word from him. We have what he's telling us. We have what we pray. Praise
yes.
God.
How can we say thank you enough? We simply cannot.
I know. And you know, Miss Billy, this thought came even while I'm getting the word and writing. Like, we went all over the place. You went all over the world, you know, Australia, Jerusalem. I was in Jordan and you're in Australia. I was in Jordan, you're in Israel. I was in Jordan, you're in Branson, Missouri. We were in Jordan together. We were in Israel together. It's just like, thank you, Lord. Obedience, my goodness. We are taking the time, and all the WWP is taking the time to be a part of this. That's why we are hearing. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Underline statement. First statement is underlined. And it reads like this. Your faith will give you courage. Your faith will give you courage. Why not? Why not? Oh, meditate. Why not meditate on my words? Why not meditate on my words throughout the day? Throughout the day. And share them. And share them. You have my kingdom. Sorry, I'll read it again if I'm going fast. Throughout the day and share them, you have my kingdom. Stand together with my people. Wow. Stand together with my people. All right, I'll read it again. This is all underlined, the first statement, all underlined. Your faith will give you courage. Why not meditate on my words with an S? Why not meditate on my words throughout the day and share them? You have my kingdom. Stand together with my people. That is the first statement, and it's all underlined. Okay, scriptures here. 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 11 and 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Hebrew 10, 23 and 24. Hebrew 10, verses 23, 2-3, and 24, 2-4. All right, next statement. I provides, with an S, I provides rest. I provide rest in my promises.
In my promises or on my promises?
In.
Okay.
Yeah. I provide rest in my promises. Listen. Yeah. Listen. You are not overwhelmed. Listen, you are not overwhelmed. I give you confidence. Carry carry it on in prayer with my friend and prophet. I'll read it again, that's a statement. I provide rest in my promises. Listen, you are not overwhelmed. I give you confidence. Carry it on. Carry it on in prayer with my friend and prophet. Okay. Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4:7. Luke 12:32. Luke 12:32. Okay. Next statement is underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. Just agree that God Himself is your, this is a long word, inspire, okay, INSPI. Yeah, I'm going to. INSPIRATIONAL.
Inspirational.
Inspirational. Thank you. I'm not overwhelmed. He just told us that. Inspirational.
Not overwhelmed by English, no.
No. Praise the Lord. That's why he was together. Okay.
Sure.
That word you read, inspirational, source, I am the base or the basis, BASIS, for everything good. And everything, for everything good and everything worth, worth imitating. Okay, I'm going to try to read this statement again. Just agree that God Himself is your inspirational, thank you, source. I am the basis for everything good and everything worth imitating. All right. And it's all underlined. If I didn't say that, the statement I just read is all underlined. Next scripture is Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6. We all know Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Okay, let's see here. Underline part here. Oh, all of it. Okay, the statement is underlined. The one I'm going to read. Your strength in me. Your strength in me will overcome them in DC. Your strength in me will overcome them in DC. Become a part I offer a different path. I offer a different path for you. I offer a different path for you, child. For you, child. Be strengthened. Yeah, be strengthened. Be strengthened by your Lord today. Okay, I'll read it again. Your strength in me will overcome them in DC. Become a part. I offer a different path for you, child. Be strengthened by your Lord today. Okay. Next scripture is John 15:1-5, verse 4. John 15:4. Ephesians 6:10. Psalm 31, 31, 31, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 31, 1 and 2. Next statement. This one is not underlined. Read like this. Today, discover my mighty to be. Oh, today, discover my mighty to be afresh. Yeah, to be afresh. I am the one. I am the one who provides comfort. I am the one who provides, excuse me, I am the one who provides comfort for you. For you, look ahead. Look ahead, church. Look ahead. So it's written twice. Look ahead, church. Look ahead. I'll read it again. Today discovered my mighty to be afresh. I am the one who provides comfort for you. Look ahead, church. Look ahead. That's the statement. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. Isaiah 40, verse 31, 31. Isaiah 40, 31. Okay, next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. Yeah, all of it underlined. When all seems hopeless, when all seem hopeless, my message about your future to deeply encourage you, to deeply encourage you in your prayer for what you ask of me. Okay, I'll read it again. Did I say this is underlined? If I didn't, this statement is underlined.
Yes, you did.
Okay. And I'm going to read it again. When all seems hopeless, my message about your father.
Father or future?
I'm sorry, future.
Okay.
Yeah. Future. About your future to deeply encourage you in your prayer for what you ask of me. And that is the statement. All right. And the Lord gave us Romans 15, 1, 5, verse 13, 1, 3. Romans 15, 13. Hebrews 6, 19. Hebrews 6, 19. John 14, 1 through 4. Romans 15, 13. Hebrews 6, 19. John 14, 1 through 4. Next statement is underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. You are filled with hope. You are filled with hope, comfort, and inspiration. Yeah. You are filled with hope, comfort, and inspiration. Don't you know that you are a family member to me? Don't you know that you are a family member to me? Lift your spirit today. Lift your spirit today, for I am with you. Wow. I'll read it again. You are filled with hope, comfort, and inspiration. Don't you know that you are a family member to me? Don't you know that you are a family member to me? Lift your spirit today, for I am with you. All right. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 16, verse 8. Psalm 16, 1, 6, verse 8. James 1, 17. James 1, 17. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, 1, 3. Okay, let's see here. This statement is very long, and it looks like half and half. It reads like this, non-underlined. Just know that when you are facing challenge, just know that when you are facing challenge, the word of God can lift, where was I? Oh yeah, can lift your spirit. Just know that when you are facing challenge, the word of God can lift your spirit. Now, same statement, underline part. So continue on. Now it's underlined. And give you a fresh start. And give you a fresh start. My strength and renewal. My strength and renewal will help you face your fears. Will help you face your fears to achieve the impossible. To achieve the impossible. So the underlined part, again, read like this. And give you a fresh start. My strength and renewal will help you face your fears to achieve the impossible. I'm going to read the whole statement again, just from the beginning. Non-underlined part. Just know that when you are facing challenge, the word of God can lift your spirit. underline part, and give you a fresh start. My strength and renewal will help you face your fears to achieve the impossible. All right, moving along. Three scriptures here. Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:1-5. Galatians with a G, 6:9. Galatians 6:9. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. All right. Last statement here. Oh, it's underlined too. Okay, read like this. It's a really short one. You are where I need you. I do care for you. You are where I need you. I do care for you, Church, Israel, Trump. That's a statement, and it's all underlined. You are where I need you. I do care for you, Church, Israel, Trump. Trust in me.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Rose.
Hallelujah. Your faith will give you courage. All of this is underlined. Your faith will give you courage. Why not meditate on my words throughout the day? And share them. You have my kingdom. Stand together with my people. 1 Thessalonians 2:11-12. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Hebrews 10:23-24. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. I provide rest in my promises. Listen, you are not overwhelmed. I give you confidence. Carry it on in prayer with my friend and prophet. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your minds, your hearts and minds, in Christ Jesus. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And this is underlined. Just agree that God himself is your inspirational source. I am the basis for everything good and everything worth imitating. Psalm 23:5-6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. forever. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Is that right? 2 Corinthians 5:7. Max?
Yes.
For we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4. Little children, you are of God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Your strength in me will overcome them in D.C. Become a part. I offer a different path for you, child. Be strengthened by your Lord today. That's all underlined. And I think this is for someone. It might not. It's our prayer for someone. Might be someone on the call. Might be someone not even on this call. Your strength in me will overcome them in D.C. Become a part. I offer a different path for you, child. Be strengthened by your Lord today. John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Psalm 31, 1 and 2. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. Today, discover my mighty to be afresh. I am the one who provides comfort for you. Look ahead, church. Look ahead. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isn't that a marvelous promise? Hallelujah. Underlined. When all seems hopeless, my message about your future to deeply encourage you in your prayer for what you asked of me. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Hebrews 6:19. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. John 14, 1 through 4. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms or mansions, dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Underlined, you are filled with hope, comfort, and inspiration. Don't you know that you are a family member to me? Lift your spirit today, for I am with you. And that was all underlined. Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always or continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for shalom and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Just know that when you are facing challenge, the Word of God can lift your spirit. Now the rest is underlined. And give you a fresh start. My strength and renewal will help you face your fears to achieve the impossible. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. Galatians 6:9. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Or some translations say, if you do not give up. Bless the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Underlined, you are where I need you. I do care for you, church. Israel, Trump, trust in me. And so, bless the Lord, I'm going to sign off early because I need to get around here and get a room ready to pack to go before we have our afternoon prayer exactly on the dot. So I'm going to say shalom, shalom until 12 o'clock noon Central, 1 o'clock Washington, D.C. time, and on the hour wherever you are. Shalom, shalom.